Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Forecasters predict more rain and snow this week, but nowhere near as fierce as the series of storms that pounded the state over the weekend. Utility crews have been working all out to restore power to more than 2 million customers from the Oregon border to Los Angeles. Four deaths have been blamed on the weather, and search crews are still looking for one hiker in the San Bernardino Mountains. Despite all this wet, we're still in the midst of a regional drought. Today, some board members with the Metropolitan Water District consider a contingency plan to cut water deliveries to 26 cities in Southern California. A final vote isn't expected for another month or two. Speaking of voting, Californians can cast absentee votes for president, starting today at county elections offices. It's no surprise Mexico's best and brightest are more likely than not to be found north of the border. But did you know thousands of them are working in high tech as engineers and entrepreneurs? U.S. companies are courting Mexican brains with visas and the promise of shiny careers in Silicon Valley. Juan Ha has more.
Software programmers at the San Francisco startup are taking a ping-pong break to recharge. The company Slide makes software applications for social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace. Slide's 50 or so employees are a diverse crew. They come from countries you might expect, India, China, and Germany. In the last couple of years, three Mexicans have joined their ranks. Sergio Villarreal was one of Mexico's leading bloggers when he was hired as a web designer for Slide. He's from Mexico's tech capital, Guadalajara. He says many of his friends are drawn north by better opportunities.
They are trying to foster a startup culture in Guadalajara, but from my perspective, it was moving very slowly. I could never find a job that I really wanted to take.
And American companies are benefiting from that. They've been actively recruiting engineering graduates from Mexican universities.
We have found them all to be as fine a quality as any of our other employees.
Kevin Friedman is vice president of operations at Slide. He says Mexico is catching up in the tech arena.
What you're starting to see is as countries are starting to develop more and more through technology, their younger workforce is actually coming up already pretty well equipped, and that makes it much easier to find talented people from, you know, other parts of the world besides just sort of the standard places that people are used to.
Slide hired Villarreal using a special visa available under the North American Free Trade Agreement for Mexicans and Canadians. Unlike H-1B visas that many companies use to hire foreign programmers, there's no cap on the number of NAFTA visas. That's a big plus for Silicon Valley, where executives complain there's a shortage of qualified tech workers. U.S. companies hired 3,000 Mexicans using the NAFTA visas in 2006, many of them tech workers. That's triple the number from just a few years ago. Close to another 3,000 Mexicans were hired on H-1B visas.
I know that sometimes this comes to a shock to a lot of people, because when people think of Mexicans, they think of labor-intensive workers, good workers, but they don't usually think of us as intellectual workers.
Ángel Camacho earned his engineering degree from one of Mexico's top universities. He was recruited by Sun Microsystems. He arrived in Silicon Valley 8 years ago, and it was a wake-up call.
The first day at work, somebody called me to take out the trash, and I was like, I beg your pardon? I said, yeah, you're a Mexican. Help me with my trash. I said, hey, yeah, I'm a Mexican, but I'm an engineer. And I showed them my badge. Of course, this person was really apologetic. I said, sorry, all the janitors are Mexicans, and I just thought that you were one of them.
That incident inspired Camacho to create the Mexican Talent Network. The group aims to raise a profile of Mexican tech professionals and encourage business across the border. There are 1,000 members in California, half in Silicon Valley. Camacho says there's strength in those numbers.
We really want to help change the perception that an engineer has to come from other parts of the world, from India, China, Russia, or Germany. We want to demonstrate that we have scientists, that we have engineers capable of working in the first world and being co-workers with the best.
And increasingly, it's not just workers who are coming to the U.S. Mexican entrepreneurs are also finding their way to Silicon Valley. More than 50 Mexican business executives showed up recently at this Palo Alto event. They're getting an introduction to doing business in Silicon Valley.
The person that is in charge of representing this company is going to stand up in their own place, and they're going to say the name of the company and their elevator pitch, and they will have 99 seconds, okay, so be ready.
They're learning the finer points of the elevator pitch, how to sell your company if you're lucky enough to ride in an elevator with a venture capitalist flush with cash.
So you have 99 seconds. Go.
Okay, good evening. My name is Jose Osorno. What we do is that we provide IT support.
The event is part of a so-called incubator program in the Valley that's funded by the Mexican government. The Technology Business Accelerator, or TECBA for short, brings to Silicon Valley Mexican companies that want to set up shop in the U.S. They get training and free office space.
The key word is innovation.
Bruno Figueroa was Mexico's consul general in San Jose when he helped launch TECBA in 2005. He says he hopes the program will make Mexico a global tech player.
You have to know the newest technologies, to grasp them, to transform them, and then to sell new products in the world. And if Mexican companies just stay in Mexico and do low work in the technology scale, they will never grow and succeed.
Almost 200 companies have gone through the training. One promising company is 3DMX, which produced this animation video for a U.S. automotive client. 18 months ago, it joined the incubator program and moved its headquarters to Silicon Valley. The executives are in San Jose, while the firm's 75 animation artists are all in Guadalajara. Since its move, executives say revenues have doubled every quarter to $2 million this year. Back at the Palo Alto networking event, stories like 3DMX's inspire the entrepreneurs. As conversations slip between Spanish and English, some deals are in the making.
And be interested in evaluating if we can integrate some of our technology with what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it would be cool. Yeah.
We have a local number.
Yeah, and we'll actually have a local number also.
The men trade cards and step out to a more private balcony to talk business. Mexico isn't worried about a brain drain. Officials hope the success of Mexican entrepreneurs and businesses here will bring jobs and prosperity across the border. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
That's the California Report for Monday, January 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. Sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards with information online at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.